While returning home from a service one night, the great Methodist evangelist John Wesley was robbed. The thief, however, found that his victim had very little money on him. The only really thing he had was some Christian literature. But as the thief was making his way away from John Wesley, Wesley cried out to him and he said, "Stop!" And the thief, being taken somewhat of an amazement, he turned and he stopped. And Wesley said, "My friend, you may live to regret this sort of life. And if you do, here's something I want you to remember. The precious blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth from all sin." And as soon as Wesley had finished speaking, the third thief hurried off into the night. But Wesley prayed that those words that he had spoken to that thief, that man who had come to rob him, that sometime they would bear fruit. Some years later, Wesley was speaking in another meeting, and after the meeting he was greeting the people at the door. And a man took him aside and he says, "I want to speak to you, Mr. Wesley." He says, "Do you remember some years back you were robbed?" He said, "Well, I was that thief that night." And he said, "Do you remember what you said to me as you cried after me as I ran off into the night?" Mr. Wesley says, "Yes, I do." And the man turned to Mr. Wesley and he said, "Well, I want to tell you that I realize that there is power in the blood to cleanse from sin, because tonight I'm saved. Some years ago, I gave my heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ. I turned my back on my life of sin, and my life was transformed." And he said, "I owe it all to you, Mr. Wesley." John Wesley turned to the man, he said, "No, you don't. You owe it all to the precious blood of Jesus Christ." And at the very heart of the gospel message is the blood of Jesus Christ. Time and time again throughout the scriptures of truth, the blood is made much of. The blood is pointed up as being central to man's redemption. And is it any wonder, therefore, that Satan would seek to attack this vital truth so much? Any wonder that Satan, who realizes the fundamental nature of this truth of the blood of Jesus Christ, will seek to attack it at every hand. He will seek to destroy it, because he knows that if he can destroy the blood, he's destroyed the gospel itself. But praise God, that can never be done. But what a tragedy it is tonight that in so many pulpits across our land and across our nation, the blood is never preached. Oh yes, preach a fashionable gospel. Preach an intellectual gospel. Preach a gospel that appeals to the mind, but don't preach a gospel that appeals to the heart. Don't mention the blood, and the blood is relegated to little or no importance. Yet no man or woman, boy or girl, will ever be saved, will ever be right with God apart from the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Therefore, because the blood is so central, so pivotal in the whole economy of salvation, we must make much of it. We must preach it without fear or fearing. We must defend it against every attack of Satan. But tonight we want to consider why this is the case. Why is the blood given such a pivotal place in salvation? What is there about the blood of Jesus Christ tonight that saves a sinner from sin? Why is it tonight that if you're here without Jesus Christ, still in your sin, you will not be saved, you will never be in heaven, but through the precious blood of Jesus Christ? Therefore, as we come to this verse 19 and a few other verses as well, we want to consider what I've entitled "The Importance of the Blood." The importance of the blood. First thing I want you to see here as to why the blood is important, We have it in verse 19. It's important, first of all, because it is precious. It is precious. But with the precious blood of Christ. If something's precious to us, it means it's very costly. It's expensive, and as a result, it's very dear to us. And the blood of Jesus Christ is described here as being precious, something of infinite worth and value. But why is it precious? Let me suggest to you that the blood of Jesus Christ is precious, first of all, because of who Christ is. Because of who Christ is. The value and the merit of the blood equals the value and the merit of the one who shed the blood. It's the blood of deity. It's the blood of divinity because it is the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Therefore, we're confronted right away with the value that there is in this precious blood. Oh, Jesus Christ is not just some mere man. The Lord Jesus Christ was not one who just walked on this earth and did many good deeds and healed many of their diseases. He is the Son of God who became the Son of Man. Oh, the false cults will come to your door and you speak to them about Christ and they'll say, well, he was a good man. Jesus Christ was a good man. He was a great prophet. But that's where they'll stop short. And they'll deny that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. But the scripture clearly teaches that he is and was the Son of God, the one who became the Son of Man. Paul describes him as being the express image of God. Not just like God, he is God. And you know that's the test of every false religion tonight. One simple test you can apply to them is, what think ye of Christ? And when we consider that Christ is the Son of God, the one who left the splendors of heaven, yet he remained the Son of God, we are brought face to face with the reality that this blood is the blood of deity, is the blood of divinity, therefore it's blood of tremendous worth and tremendous value. The blood of no mortal man could ever save my soul or yours. No matter how good that blood may be, no matter how good that man may be, it would never be enough to save us from sin. It's the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, which cleanses from sin. It's precious because of who Christ is. But it's also precious because of what Christ did. Christ walked up that lonely hill to Calvary. The soldiers nailed those nails into his hands and feet. And they platted that crown of thorns upon his brow and pierced it in to his lovely brow and his visage, his very appearance marred more than that of any other man. He endured such agony, such pain, such unimaginable suffering as the crowds mocked him, as the soldiers beat him. And then when man had done his worst, God took the rod of divine wrath and during those hours of darkness placed it there upon his Son. When Christ, the Son of God, was made sin, he stood legally condemned before God as guilty as the vilest of sinners. He became sin for us. He became our substitute. Oh, the wrath of God demanded a payment for sin. And during those hours of darkness, Christ's life was poured out. His precious blood was shed in order to open up that way back to God from sin. There on the middle cross, Christ shed his precious blood. The Lord Jesus Christ gave his life. He gave his all. He endured hell on the cross that we might never go there. He was forsaken by God the Father that we might never be forsaken. He was cut off out of the land of the living that we would never be cut off. Oh, no mortal mind will ever be able to comprehend the depths of the pain and the agony the Lord Jesus Christ had to endure As His precious blood was shed there on Calvary's cross. What a price. What a price. Let me ask you tonight. Is it anything to you? Is it anything to you as you sit here in this meeting that Jesus Christ suffered and died and His precious blood was shed? Was it anything to you tonight? You know, the amazing thing is that Christ did all this for sinners like you and me. Guilty, vile, wretched, deserve nothing but hell. But God in His love sent His Son to be our Savior, that we might be saved, that we might never be lost, that we might be secure and safe in Jesus Christ. Let me ask you tonight, do you know this assurance? Can you say with assurance tonight in your heart, I know I'm saved, I'm ready for heaven? What is it tonight that you're depending upon to get you into heaven? What is it tonight that you're trusting in that you might see the Lord Jesus Christ? What is it tonight that you're depending on that when you close your eyes in death that you will be in heaven? If you're not depending on the precious blood of Jesus Christ received by faith, then it'll all be in vain. Oh, so many today, even in evangelical circles, and they're depending on the church. They're depending on their good life, depending on their church attendance, but it'll never be enough. Oh, if I could get to heaven through my church attendance, then why did Christ have to suffer such on Calvary? Why did He have to shed His precious blood? If I can get to heaven some other way, but because there was no other way, the Lord Jesus Christ came and shed His precious blood that you might be saved. And all that tonight you might realize that the precious blood of Jesus Christ was shed for you. Shed for you that you might know peace with God and pardon from sin. Do you know it tonight? Not just a hope so, but a deep-seated conviction in your heart. I'm right with God. Blood of Jesus Christ is important because it's precious, because of who Christ is and because of what Christ did. But I want you to see as well with me here that the blood is also important because it's powerful. It's powerful. That little hymn that we have in our hymn books. And we often sing it in children's meetings. What can wash away my sin? Nothing. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Those words that John Wesley cried out after that thief that night. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. And praise God, tonight there's power in the blood to wash away every stain of sin. Whatever sin has gripped our life, whatever sin is ruining our life, whatever sin is wrecking and destroying our life, there's power in the blood to wash away every stain of sin. And no matter how much the devil will attack it, and no matter how much the apostate will make lid of it, no matter how much the modernist will try to reason it away, praise God, tonight there's still power in the blood. Cleanse away every stain of sin. What a tragedy tonight when our pulpits are so devoid of the message that the blood cleanses from sin. What a tragedy when those who profess to love Christ seem to think that a sinner will be saved some other way. What a tragedy tonight when even in evangelical circles they're so bloodless. So anemic, the blood is never mentioned. Oh, may God help us continually to make much of the blood. Why? Because there's power in the blood. And as we seek to go out and live our lives before our fellow man, as we rub shoulders with those in our workplace, in the home, wherever, and their lives are wrecked and ruined by sin, we've got the message tonight. The message that there's power to turn their lives around. Where does this power lie in? It lies, first of all, in the purity of the blood. Look at verse 19 with me again. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. You see, in the blood of man, by nature, there runs this strain of sin. Tainted by sin. Stained by sin. But in the precious blood of Christ, no such tarnish. No sin in Him. Christ knew no sin. He did no sin. He could not sin. Yes, legally He stood before God as a sinner on the cross, but He was impeccable. His nature was such that He could not sin. It's not that He did not sin. It was not possible for Him to sin. And that also extended to His precious blood. It was pure. It was sinless. And so because of that purity, there's power tonight to wash away every stain of sin. In the Levitical system of sacrifices that are recorded for us over there in that Old Testament book of Leviticus. And always remember that as you read the Old Testament, you're not reading just the account of God's dealings with the children of Israel. Either before they went into exile or during their exile or after exile. What you're reading is about Christ. The Old Testament all points to Jesus Christ. Just as the New Testament does, so too does the Old Testament. And in that Levitical system that is recorded for us, all those things that pointed to the great sacrifice of our Savior on the cross, when that sacrifice had to be brought before the priest, the bull or the bullock, whichever it was cut in pieces. First of all, there had to be no blemish outwardly. But then it was also cut in pieces to make sure there was no blemish inwardly. What a picture that is of Jesus Christ. Without blemish. There's a reference to His outward purity. He was morally pure. And without spot, verse 19 says. There's a reference to His inward purity. He was absolutely pure. He was without sin. The absolute purity of Christ's blood is therefore powerful, not only to cleanse the moral outward character, but go to the heart of man. Oh, you see, today, society, they'll offer you remedies to turn your life around outwardly. Give you help to turn over a new leaf, is not what they say. Make a transformation of your life. But praise God, tonight the blood of Jesus Christ not only changes a man outwardly, but more importantly goes to the heart and changes him inwardly. Not just reformation, not just transformation, but a real change can be wrought in the heart by the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood also has power because of its principle. In Leviticus chapter 17 and the verse 11 it says, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. The life of the flesh is in the blood. And the principle that is attached to the blood, what is it? It's the principle of life. You go home and you read Ephesians chapter 2 again. And you'll see just how dead a sinner really is. Dead in sin. Dominated by Satan. But the blood of Jesus Christ imparts new life, saving life. It takes sinners out of the cemetery of sin and places them and gives them new life in Jesus Christ. The blood is power because of the principle of life that it imparts to the sinner. Sinner tonight, dead in sin, no thought after God. He can give you a life tonight, a new life. A life that's worth the living. Powerful also because of its properties. The properties of the blood are such that it removes the stain of sin. It takes the sinner with all his sin, gives him a new nature. The blood has power with God, and it's got power with man because of its properties. It makes peace with God. It pardons from sin. Maybe today you've tried to turn your life around. You've tried those broken cisterns. You've tried those things that this world has offered to you to turn your life around, but they haven't worked. Can I urge you tonight to try Christ? Try Christ, because He will turn your life around and He'll change you, not just for time, but praise God for all eternity. The blood of Jesus Christ is important because it's precious. It's precious, powerful, but finally it's also important because it's pardoning. It's pardoning. Look at verse number 18. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed. Not redeemed. The thought there in that word redeemed is to set free, it's to pardon, it's to liberate. That's exactly what the blood of Jesus Christ does. It sets the sinner free from sin. It liberates him from the domination of sin. We're all born in sin, controlled by sin, slaves to sin. Oh man, today will tell you he's a free agent. And I don't want your religion. Oh, that religion of yours, that would just tie me up in knots. I'll live my life the way I want to live it. And you know, all the time, his life is dominated by Satan. His life is controlled by sin. He doesn't realize that he is controlled by sin. We'll tell you that he's a free agent. He'll tell you that he can do what he wants with his life. But all the time behind him, there is that controlling force of Satan. You take the example of an alcoholic. And you ask that person tonight who's down and out, oh, did they ever think that when they took their first drink, that it would ruin their life in the way it has? No. Oh, they thought they could control their sin. But the reality is that sin controls the sinner. Praise God tonight. The blood of Jesus Christ sets us free. Liberates us. The Lord Jesus Christ himself said, the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom. He came to shed his blood. That blood which was the ransom for our sin. That blood which was the price that brought us out of the slave house of sin. That blood which redeemed us out of the slave market of sin. Blood which redeemed us. You're bought with a price. What is that price? Precious blood of Jesus Christ. Pardoned all because of his blood. Tonight you can know forgiveness of sins. Tonight you can know pardon from sin through the precious blood of Christ. Pardon that first of all is Godward. Because the wrath of God is turned away when we come and put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ and his blood. Praise God, the blood speaketh to God tonight. Over there in Hebrews we read that the blood of Christ speaketh better things than that of Abel's. Abel's blood had cried out for revenge. The blood of Jesus Christ tonight cries out peace. The blood speaks to God tonight, and it says that a payment for sin has been met. Atonement has been obtained at Calvary's cross. Praise God for that vocal element in the blood. It speaks to God, and what does it say? It speaks peace, and it speaks forgiveness. Blood that frees us from the power of sin. The blood that brings us into fellowship with God by pardoning our sin. That blood that gives us peace and assurance, that sweet comfort within our breast that we're no longer under the condemnation of God. The blood that changes our eternal destiny. No longer the children of wrath, but now the sons of God. And that assurance in our heart that one day we'll be with Christ. Why? Because we're saved by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ left heaven's glory. He came into this world to give his life to die. Was made sin, as we've said. And because of that sin, heaven was shut up to him. But Christ entered back into heaven because a payment for sin has been met. And we'll enter into heaven as well tonight if we're trusting Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone and his precious blood. Well, let me ask you tonight, are you trusting him? Do you know the cleansing that there is in the precious blood? If not, then I pray that tonight you will. It's recorded of Napoleon that after his defeat at Waterloo, that he would often point to that red spot on the map that covered the area of Waterloo, and he would say, if it were not for that one red spot, I would have conquered the whole world. Thank God for the red spot of Calvary tonight. Satan's power was defeated. His dominion was destroyed over sin because of that red spot at Calvary. And tonight you can be set free. You can be liberated. You can know a life that's worth the living through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, I pray that tonight, if you have not yet been to Calvary by faith, if you have not yet had your sins washed away in the precious blood of Christ, I pray that tonight you'll come and know the joy of sins forgiven. Experience the peace of God that passeth all understanding. All can be obtained by the precious blood of Christ. Thank God for his blood. May God help us ever to make much of it. May God help us ever to preach it. May God help us never to be ashamed of it. May God help us to realize that no sinner will ever be saved but by the precious blood of Christ. Just as that thief that night who came to rob John Wesley, his life was turned around by the precious blood of Christ. That can be the experience of one and all tonight. And I trust by God's grace it will. Let's bow in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank thee tonight for the precious blood of Christ. We praise thee, Lord, for that blood that does speak better things than that of Abel's. We thank thee, O God, that the blood of Christ speaks peace and forgiveness to God. It cries out that a payment for sin has been met. And we rejoice for with each one in this meeting that have by faith had their sins washed in the precious blood of Christ. And O God, we pray that what you've done for us you'll do for others. Give that assurance to all of our hearts tonight that we're saved, that we're secure in Christ, that we know that come life or come death it's well with our souls. O God, we pray that each one of us might lay hold on eternal life. Each one might be saved. Lord, forbid that any should leave this meeting tonight, still in their sin, still under the wrath and the condemnation of God. Leave this meeting and go out into a lost eternity where God has forgotten to be merciful. O God, we pray that you'll save sinners tonight. Encourage the child of God. Lead us on to that higher plane of service with thee when we consider all that Christ has done for us. Hear and answer prayer, for we ask it in thy name. Amen.